Day 72, and I'm at Downs Hut on the Whanganui River. We only did a, 4 hours 10 minutes journey on the river today from Ranana. And I was steering the canoe. I had Gina in the front and I was scared steering it. First time steering the canoe, I was a bit worried to start with. The rapids that we went through weren't huge compared to what we went through yesterday, but some of them were big enough that it got me a bit worried, particularly when you're trying to steer and you're not going the right direction and you start to panic and then you end up making it go the wrong way and then suddenly there's a big tree branch coming towards you and you're like, ah, and Gina's saying, left, left, or right, right, in a German accent, and I'm just going, oh no, and cursing away, and I'm not meant to be, I'm just so worried, oh, it was bad. But it was a semi-late start. We were kind of planning to get here and then maybe go on if it was feeling good, but we got here in about, just after lunch, 1 o'clock, 1:30-ish or something, and from there it was like, well, we always wanted to stay in the hut, so it was a short day, and so we're staying in the hut. It's a nice old place. There's something to do with the history is that it was the guy who built it was in charge of the Whanganui River Trust that was setting up the whole river and everything to make sure that it was, usable for all the steamships and things that would go up, the steamboats. So, he was in charge of that, and he built it so that he didn't have to do the weekly travel back to Whanganui. So it's a nice wee hut. It's been restored and everything, and it's the only way to use it is, it's a dock backcountry hut, and the only way to use it is to off the river. So a lot of Te Araroa people are using it now, so there's a lot more use in that sense. It started to rain. I got really sunburnt today as well. And it's good to be in a hut again. Being that it was so early, there's not much to do. The others don't have any books, so I'm reading. I'm happy to read away on my iPad. But the others don't have any books, and so they're amusing themselves with some other methods, making a lot of noise and just doing silliness just to pass the time. It's not even dark yet. We're all ready to go to bed, go to sleep. We're going to get up early tomorrow and then see if we can tackle it. It's either going to be another short day, or continue on for a really, really long day. But it all just depends on how we're feeling once we get going. But the earlier the start, the better. And then hopefully using the tide to take us on out. Overall, was it another good day? And maybe it's 2 more days on the river or 1. We'll just have to see about that. But soon back to the walking mode. See ya.